This Sunday, the average Super Bowl viewer will consume 1,200 calories worth of snacks like chili, chips, chicken wings, and pizza, which to us sounded a little low for all that junk food and got us wondering what professional cooks and foodies serve at Super Bowl parties. Foie gras nachos? House-made Cheetos? Well, we caught up with cookbook author and educator Kathy Gunst. Her newest book, Notes from a Maine Kitchen, is a month-by-month guide of recipes inspired by the seasons. Kathy, great to have you with us again.
Hello, nice to be here.
Is there a February entry for Super Bowl snacks?
There really should be, right? I mean, I am classic. I don't watch football all year, but I wouldn't miss the Super Bowl because, like so many national holidays, and I think it really is that, it's all about the food for me.
Well, you know, this is interesting, Kathy. You came from New York. You live in New England. Who are you rooting for?
I'm really glad you brought that up because I've been kind of having a bipolar meltdown over this. I grew up rooting for the New York Giants. I am a New Yorker by birth, but I've lived in New England for over 30 years now. So I'll probably root for...
We won't let anyone know unless you get drummed out of Maine, unfortunately.
Except I will tell you this. In coming up with some very good food ideas, I've really tried to balance the New England influences with the New York influences.
Such as? Give us an example.
Okay, so for the Patriots fans, for the diehard New Englanders, a chowder. Make a big pot of chowder the day before. It always tastes better the next day. This is Maine shrimp season, rah-rah New England, right? So I have a wonderful haddock, shrimp, and Jerusalem artichoke chowder, which sounds like it might be hard, but it's not. Just rich, comfort food, wonderful. Fill some mugs up, throw some oyster crackers in, and you've got sort of this hearty meal in a mug or a bowl. And, you know, better than chips and dip, I think.
Do you serve chips and dip, though? Let's be honest.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what I do with that, okay? Like, I grew up on Lipton onion soup mix, that, you know, that dip that you make by sprinkling the packet in, which is kind of addictive and fabulous. But I like making my own version, so what I will do is sauté about 10 onions that I have still from the garden downstairs, some sweet ones, some red ones, some yellow ones, and let them cook for about an hour over super, super low heat. And then when they're really tender and buttery and just looking gorgeous, I throw in about a tablespoon or two of balsamic vinegar so they kind of glaze.
Caramelize a little.
And then you put that in with your sour cream and you're like, oh, that's what onion dip is supposed to taste like.
Okay, what on earth do you serve for chips?
So it's also the winter, so everybody and their brother is trying to, like, not sit on the couch and pick up any extra calories. So instead of buying chips, you could take winter vegetables like carrots, sweet potatoes, parsnips, even fennel, really, really paper-thin slices, toss them with some olive oil, sea salt, bake them for about 10 minutes, flip them over another 10 minutes, and these vegetables will turn into really beautifully colored, super healthy and yummy chips.
Okay, I'm with you so far.
Okay, thank goodness.
Well, how about your nod to New York? What are you doing to honor the New Yorkers?
Okay, well, as a New Yorker, I could go several ways. I might take a bagel and cut them really thin. So out of one bagel, I'll get four thin slices and make some little bagel pizzas with some really fresh mozzarella, sun-dried tomatoes or fresh cherry tomatoes, and make a kind of a nod to New York with a bagel pizza or deli food. You know, New York pretzels would be fun with deli mustard. You could also do a pizza, another classic Super Bowl food, but instead of traditional things for the New York fans, you could do smoked salmon or lox on it with a little bit of ricotta cheese, or do a deli pizza with bits of pastrami or corned beef. And then for the New England fans, fresh Maine crab meat. How about a lobster pizza?
So, you know, this is really a bipartisan kind of meal you're talking about.
That's
here.
My middle name, Virginia.
Okay, well, all right. What about the more down-market things, the buffalo wings?
Okay, I don't know how this started, where sitting on a couch, watching football, you eat chicken wings. I just read on the internet, so it has to be true, that there will be over a billion chicken wings sold for Super Bowl Sunday.
Oh,
I mean,
my
think of these chickens running around without their wings. And apparently,
I'd really rather not.
I mean, well, that's to get people to try these new food. And apparently the price of chicken wings, because there's such a market for them this week, is up 52%. So I would say some of these other ideas might suit you better. But here's a really simple one, too, that will cost you virtually nothing and is another popular food. Popcorn, great food for watching TV. Doesn't have to be a big high-calorie thing. So I like to do different variations of them. Like I'll make a spicy turmeric butter and then sprinkle shredded cheddar cheese on the cooked popcorn. Or I'll do a thyme and rosemary and coarse pepper on top of the popcorn with some grated Parmesan cheese. But that's really fun and costs almost nothing and is a lot healthier than having those dips and chips.
I'm glad you mentioned cost. Our producer, Rebecca, was talking about having people over for the playoffs, made a big, huge batch of chili and, you know, for 20 people and ended up spending $70. I mean, it's a bit of a hit to take if you're inviting everybody over for Super Bowl Sunday. How do you keep the cost down?
Well, I think some of these ideas, you know, certainly the popcorn, you could make a gigantic pot of the chowder I talked about earlier, even with haddock, which is relatively inexpensive, and Maine shrimp, which are a steal, and these Jerusalem artichokes, which are in season now. That would be a wonderful thing to do. And those vegetable chips I talked about, they won't cost much at all. You know, it really runs the gamut. You certainly could make, for the New England fans, lobster nachos or lobster tostadas and spend a fortune, or you can go the other way.
Kathy, I'm going to admit to you right now that I am not looking forward to the Super Bowl game so much, but I do happen to know that Sunday is also the day that Downton Abbey is on PBS.
Okay, and so my conflict now between New York versus New England just completely
now becomes America versus Britain.
I am addicted to Downton Abbey. I absolutely adore it, and I will be switching back and forth. I mean, I think the best part of the Super Bowl are the commercials anyway. And this year we get Madonna.
Right, so there you've got your British thing, well, sort of British thing.
You could
covered.
Go from Downton Abbey to Madonna and feel good about yourself that you've covered everything.
Kathy, thanks so much for joining us, and we'll figure out who the winner is on Sunday.
We will see, and happy Super Bowl Sunday to you.
Well, I'll be ringing the dinner gong at, let's say, 7. Kathy Gunst is an educator and cookbook author. Her most recent book is Notes from a Maine Kitchen. It's a month-by-month guide of recipes inspired by the seasons and occasionally by sports events. We'll have recipes for the popcorn and the chowder that Kathy mentioned at wordofmouthradio.org.